So let's review. The previous Mishnah Daf Vav taught Kamatz v'ala b'yadi tzroir or gar gemelech or karet levoina pasul. If the kain separated kaimitz from the mincha, and inside the kaimitz there was a stone, a grain of salt, or levoina, the kaimitz is pasul because it is chaser, it is less than the sheer kaimitz of silas. As the Gemara explains, the proper way to do kamitza is chayfa sholish etzba'esav at shemegi al pas yodi b'kaimitz. And as Rashi adds, la'achar shekamatz hayifach gav yodi lamata kadesh lo yipol min ha'kaimitz klum v'hava goydel b'kamitza min atzad. The kamitza was performed as follows. With his right hand partially open and vertical, the kohen would slide his hand into the mincha, fold his three middle fingers against the palm of his hand, turn his hand upward, and lift it out of the bowl. Most of the excess flour at the two ends would usually fall off by itself. And if necessary, he would wipe it off with his thumb and pinky. In the case of a mincha which is first baked or fried and then crumbled, the pieces that stick out must be broken off and removed with his thumb and pinky. And this avoid, along with malik and chafina, are among the most difficult avoidis in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah continues, however, if there is more or less flour than what the middle three fingers can contain, the kaimitz is pasul. For example, yeser shekamtsay mevayrets. If there was excess flour protruding at the ends or between his fingers, the kaimitz is pasul, because the pasuk states behayim mimenu bekumtsay. The letter beis implies only the flour inside the kamitza, but if there is extra flour, the kaimitz is pasul. And chaser shekamtsay berasha etzba'esav. If the kohen did the kamitza with only the ends of his three fingers, but not with the whole finger, the kaimitz is possible because the pasuk states, "V'kamatz misham malay kumtzay." The word malay implies that the flour must fill his fingers, but if there is less flour than that, the kaimitz is possible. Rav Papa inquires, "What is halacha if the kamitza was not chasav yasser, but it was done in an irregular way? For example, kamatz berashay etzba'esav. The kohen did kamitza by placing the palm of his hand on the mixture and dug in with his three fingertips to bring the mixture towards his palm. Or minat staden, he placed the back of his hand on the mixture, pressed down, and the mixture came into his palm over the sides of his hand. Or mimata lamala, he put the back of his hand toward the mixture, dug in, and moved his hand down and across and lifted the mixture into his palm with his fingers. Take all these questions remain unresolved. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Zakta the Mishnah, ketzet hu oisa. As explained earlier in the Gemara, the mincha must contain exactly one lug of oil, but if there was more or less oil, the mincha is pasul, because as the Gemara earlier in Daf Tes taught, the pasuk states umisham na from its oil. The Mishnah continues, in a mincha, a kaimitz of levain is required for haktara, but if before haktara some levain was lost and less than a kaimitz levain remained, the mincha is pasul. Rabbi Yechon elaborates that Gimel Machlek is B'dabah. There are actually three opinions in the Shir Chisaron of Levaina. Remeir holds Kaimetz B'tchila V'Kaimetz B'saif. A Kaimetz Levaina is required initially, B'shas Kemitza, and a Kaimetz Levaina is required at the end, B'shas Haktara. And if there is less than a full Kaimetz Levaina remaining B'shas Haktara, the Mincha is possible. Rabbi Yehuda holds Kaimetz B'tchila V'Shnei Kratin B'saif. A Kaimetz Levaina is required initially. However, if there was a Chisaron, it depends. If two grains of Levaina remained, the Mincha is Kasher. But if less than two grains remained, the mincha is pasul. While Reb Shimon holds kaimetz betchila v'kayred echad b'saif, a kaimetz levain is required initially. However, if there was a chesaron, it depends. If one grain of levain remained, the mincha is kasher. But if less than one grain remained, the mincha is pasul. As the Gemara explains that the machlekes is based on the following pasuk: Meskal halavain asher ala mincha v'hikter hamesbeach. Remeir holds the words halavain asher ala mincha v'hikter teach ad the isal halavain the ikva b'hadi mincha meikar. The original amount of kaimetz levain that was put into the mincha is required for haktara, and anything less than the full kaimetz levain is pasul. Rabbi Yehuda holds kol v'afil echad kairet. The word kol implies kolshu. Even if one grain of levain remained, the mincha is kasher. However, es l'rabbis kairet acher. The word es adds an additional kairet, and all two grains of levain are required for haktara. While Rabbi Shimon holds kol v'afil echad kairet v'es loy darsh. The word kol implies even one kairet, and it does not darshan the word es. Therefore, only one karet levaina is required for haktara. Based on the above-mentioned pasuk, v'eskala levaina sh'ara ala mincha v'hikter ha-mizbeach, which implies, t'b'hadi mincha in b'fnei atzma loy, Yechon explains that this machlekes applies only to b'levaina habo im ha-mincha. For the levaina that comes with the mincha, this pasuk teaches that the full shear is not mandatory, and there is the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon as to how much of the levaina must remain depending on how they each expound the pasuk. But there is no machlekes b'levayna bo b'fnei atzma, d'vei hakol kaimetz b'tchila v'kaimetz b'seif. If a person donates levayna to be burned on the mizbeach, all agree that a kaimetz levayna is required initially, and at the end, at the haktara. And if there was chesaron, and there's less than a full kaimetz levayna remaining b'shas haktara, the levayna is pasul. And there's also no machlekes b'levayna bo b'bezichin. D'vei hakol shnei kamatzim b'tchila v'shnei kamatzim b'seif. In the levayna that comes with the lechem upon him, all agree that the two kamatz and levayna are required initially and at the end b'shas haktara. And if there was chesaron and less than two kaimtzin remained, the levayna is pasul, because the pasuk states halavayna asher ala mincha, and the shnei bezichin are not considered with a mincha, even though they come with the lechem upon them. However, the Gemara mentions a second opinion that holds k'machlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. The machlekes applies to all forms of levayna. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the halacha of yasir levaynasa, if the amount of levayna was greater than the shir kainet. Our Mishnah implies only mentions chisur levaynasa psula, which implies hayasir kasher, if there was more than the kainet's levayna in the mincha is kasher. While the Braisa states yasir pesula, if there was more than the kainet's levayna in the mincha is pasul. The Gemara reconciles the two. Kagan shehifish lo shnei kamatzim. If there were two kainet's and levayna in the mincha is pasul. But if there was less than two kaimtzin, even though it was more than one kaimtz, the mincha is kasha. And the Gemara elaborates, Hifish lo shnei kamatzin v'avid echadman. If two kaimtzin levayna were put into the mincha, and then one kaimtz was lost, it depends. Kaidin kemitza lehukfu. If the extra kaimtz was lost before kemitza, the mincha is kasha, because since the levayna was not yet part of the mincha, it was not considered yeser. However, achar kemitza hukfu. If the extra kaimtz was lost after kemitza, the mincha is pasul, because since the levayna already became part of the mincha, it was yeser. Similarly, hifish arba kamatzin l'shnei bezichin v'abdu shnayimahen. If four kaimtzin levayna were put into the bezichin of the lechem upon them, and then two kaimtzin were lost, it depends. Kaidim silik bezichin lehupfu. If the extra kaimtzin were lost before the bezichin were removed from the shulchan, which corresponds to kemitza, the lechem upon them is kasher. La'achar silik bezichin hukvu. If the extra kaimtzin were lost after the bezichin were removed from the shulchan, the lechem upon them is pasul.